with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A former NYPD commissioner is suing New York's mayor, alleging he ran the police department as a criminal enterprise.
Tom Donlin, the former interim police commissioner of New York City, is suing Mayor Eric Adams and some NYPD brass, alleging they showered loyalists with unearned promotions, buried allegations of misconduct, and gratuitously punished whistleblowers. Donlin accuses Adams and his inner circle of operating the NYPD as a criminal enterprise. Four other former high-ranking NYPD officials filed separate lawsuits against Adams and his top deputies. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump defends his attorney general's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's loyal MAGA supporters and key influencers are up in arms over the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein case. But Donald Trump says he's satisfied with Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The attorney general's handled that very well.
He also said he's in favor of transparency.
Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
At the same time, the president wants to move on. He claimed online that nobody cares about Epstein. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Gabriel House had seen better days, but for residents and their families, it was the center of a caring community. The 100-unit assisted living facility burned Sunday night, killing 9 people so far. Before the blaze, the facility was cited for failing to immediately report more than 24 health and safety incidents, according to regulators' most recent review of the facility. Residents also say differing people from different circumstances made friends there. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 231 points. This is SRN News. European leaders speak out for Christians in Syria.
An urgent resolution adopted by the European Parliament condemns the recent bombings of the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus and demands that the government do more to protect Christians and members of other minority faiths in the country. The resolution also calls on the Syrian authorities to make sure that the Mar Elias Church is rebuilt. Christians make up about 10% of the population in Syria and are the target of several Muslim terror groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County clerk has again refused to file a more than $100,000 civil judgment from Texas against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills. Ulster County Clerk Taylor Brooks cites New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion providers serving patients from states with abortion bans. The Texas Attorney General's office claims the filing is required under New York law. This is SRN News. U.S. factory production is up.
Factory production increased in June, though manufacturing remains constrained by tariffs on imports. The Federal Reserve reports manufacturing output was up 0.1% last month after an upwardly revised 0.3% increase in May. Production at factories increased 0.8% on a year-over-year basis in June. Overall, industrial production increased 0.3% after being unchanged for 2 straight months. John Scott reporting.
NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says export controls on advanced chips require companies to adapt. Speaking in Beijing on Wednesday, he addressed the recent lifting of a U.S. ban on NVIDIA's H20 chip sales to China. Huang downplays his influence on the decision, stating it was up to the U.S. and Chinese governments. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.